With the world seemingly falling apart all around us, bad seemingly everywhere you look, it makes you wonder, is there any good and can I have good in my life and live a good life? Well, my guest today and I talk about that. They are the founders of Live Good, and this is going to be a fun conversation. This is something I've not talked about a lot of, and that is supplementation or the foods that we eat. Having good, healthy bodies to face the storm, to be prepared, to be ready. We talk about preparation and readiness quite often on this podcast. However, we haven't dove deep into supplements or nutrition in general. And so today, my guests are the founders of Live Good Organic Supplements, and I'm super excited to have them on. I've been taking these products for a couple of months now. I think you guys are really going to enjoy this episode. All right, stay tuned. Here it comes. Welcome to the Inspired Way podcast. This show is designed to inspire and empower you to face the daily storms of life with passion, strength, and courage. We believe that we can be transformed by the testing of these storms, growing stronger, not wavering in our faith, and a knowing that our endurance will be strengthened. And when it is all said and done, we'll be perfect and complete, body, soul, and spirit. For we seek to control the controllables and nothing more. Our goal with this show and company is to keep a posture of learning by renewing our minds daily, and taking action on what we have learned so that when the storms of life come our way, we are ready to face the storm. We are ready to face the storm. Hey, before you hit that fast forward button, hold on just one moment. We're going to jump to the conversation here very, very soon. I just wanted to say thank you. Thank you guys for tuning in each week. And thank you for leaving ratings and reviews. Thank you for following this. And those that are on my email list, thank you. This channel here, this podcast, the website, the newsletter, the community that I'm building, the Spaces app, that is my way of communicating mostly. I can't count on the algorithms of Instagram or Facebook, and nor do I want to even try to compete with that. So I post some things up there, some things that are just on my mind, things about the podcast, things like that. But if you really want to dive deeper, follow me here. Obviously, you guys are. So thank you so much. Follow the newsletter, get on the newsletter. And then if you'd like to, join the app. I have some big things coming for the app. There is a free portion where we just talk about, it's open for conversation as a forum there to talk about the podcast, each episode, or other things in life, challenges you might have, maybe questions, or topics that you would like to see. And then I'm about to release, I'm super excited about this. I'm going to be releasing some monthly coaching. It'll be a group coaching. So we'll be talking about personal development, all things personal and professional development, just to take our lives to the next level. And we need to be focusing on that personal development. And that's in all facets of life, not just mindset. If you're interested in that, head on over there, hop on the newsletter, follow the website, and guys, again, thank you so much. Really appreciate all your support and so much more to come. So stay tuned. All right, now here's my conversation with Ryan and Lisa Goodkin. All right, I'm excited to have Ryan and Lisa on the podcast today. Ryan and Lisa, I'm excited to learn from you guys. We talked just a little bit right before we hit record, and I'm excited about the conversation. I think we started diving in a little bit. I'm like, I better pump the brakes here before we get too carried away. And I know my listeners are completely unfamiliar with you guys, but they're going to become very familiar by the end of this. And I hope that we can help a lot of people kind of solve some of their problems with what you guys are actually doing is solving problems. So why don't whoever, whether it's Ryan or Lisa, or maybe both of you, take a turn and just share with the listeners a little bit about yourselves, and then we can back up and dive into kind of how you chose to go into the direction that you're in now.
Yeah, of course, okay. Lisa first.
Okay, perfect. Well, it's great to be here. I'm Lisa Goodkin, and I'm one of the co-founders of Live Good Supplements. A little bit about me. My background is a master's in clinical exercise physiology. I'm a certified holistic health coach, as well as certified personal trainer. So I kind of cover lots of different bases. I've I guess a little bit more about both of us. I mean, we have two daughters, 8 and 10, two dogs, Rhodesian Ridgebacks, and it all keeps us very active and busy. I really love to practice what I preach. I am super into health and wellness and helping others with their health and inspiring others to be their best version of themselves through health and wellness.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Yeah, that's or a little bit about me, Tim. First, thank you for having us. I'm just thrilled to be here, and congratulations too on the success of your podcast.
Thank you. It's just terrific.
The messaging you produce and what you send out is great. So I'm thrilled to be here. I'm Ryan Goodkin. I am a pharmacist trained in sort of evidence-based medicine. It's interesting with LiveGood though. For Lisa and I both, it's all about education. We said, well, we're going to really what's going to drive this business is education, and we're going to help people get healthy. We're going to help people stay healthy and hopefully do it in a way that people can afford, because that's been certainly a barrier to entry, Tim. And we talked a little bit before the podcast about, you alluded to it anyway, is cost, right? Mm-hmm. Cost is certainly a barrier for a lot of people. And we'll get into that. We'll talk a little more about that.
Yeah. No, I love that you guys have a very specific background that lends to the direction that you're going. And I think a lot of times, I had a mentor once, he actually shared, he said, you know, find the pain and then serve the pain, you know? And I think that's exactly what you guys have done. You've both have experience in different roads, but in the same kind of vein, if that makes sense, sure. You know, with holistic medicine or holistic coaching and personal training. And then you're on the pharmaceutical side, which is more of the medicine. So very same kind of vein of helping people get healthy or, you know, live a healthy life. But then you found a pain point in that road and chose to take that to find a service that could help those people with certain pain. And I'm not talking physical pain, right? We're talking metaphorically as far as a pain of getting healthy on a budget.
Right.
And so I love that. So let's back up though. I want to know, like, what were some of the things that you were seeing? Because I could say for myself what I feel, but I would love to hear from you guys. Like, what were some of the things that you were bumping up against, that you were feeling, that you were seeing, that you were like, no, there's a better way?
Yeah, good question.
I mean, what first comes to mind, and this is a long time ago, maybe what, Ryan, 20 years ago, when Ryan was working behind the counter as a pharmacist, and you know, I was working at the hospital in cardiac rehab as the exercise physiologist. But we were trying to figure out how to merge or to bring into Ryan's pharmacy like the health side of it. So, okay, because someone's coming in for blood pressure medication. Okay, what if we can direct them? Okay, yes, they need their medication, but we can direct them to some other, you know, vitamin, supplement, mineral, holistic way of helping them to naturally decrease their blood pressure. We always started to circle around, you know, with things like that, just somehow to switch the gears. Because also when I was at the cardiac rehab, I was not on the proactive side, right? I'm helping these patients after the fact.
Yeah.
So as much as I always loved the clinical aspect of it, there was just something that was like missing. Like people shouldn't be here in the they shouldn't be here in the first place. You know, how can we help with the prevention side of it?
Yeah, I think for me, Tim, you know, that setting, I just became very disenchanted with that setting. The setting of being reactive, being immersed in a sick care model, it just felt broken and wrong. And it unfortunately, it's a trap. I really do believe that people, it's still a trap, and it's getting worse. I mean, we're starting to see some aspects of healthcare sprout up, which is encouraging, sort of the functional, holistic, the health coaching, performance coaching. And I'm very, very encouraged by all that, but everything else is in place. It's such a large system to make a change, to make a small change. It's an incremental change. I mean, it doesn't really amount to very much very quickly.
Yeah. And I love, you know, Lisa, what you had said, you know, you kind of tagged on to what Ryan mentioned earlier in the whole at the beginning, which is education. You approached it from an educational point of view, like, hey, we got to educate these people on how to, you know, what are the tools, what are the skills that they need to circumvent having to come in and get these pharmaceuticals. And so you're starting from the educational place. You know, as you were sharing, Ryan, just a moment ago, I was sitting there thinking, yeah, it is true. Like, I feel like, you know, I'm kind of in that same vein where I like to focus on thoughts, you know, of controlling our mind, you know, our thoughts, taking thoughts captive, and which, you know, our thoughts will lead to emotions, and emotions will lead us to doing certain things that we necessarily don't want to do. Right. You know, it's like we have a certain thought and we feel that emotion, and then we end up eating or doing things that are detrimental to our health or whatever. And so if we can circumvent that and educate people, train people, coach people on how to think, then, you know, I think it's a great pathway, but the problem is it's a long runway.
Sure.
To health. And it's a very hard runway. A lot of people don't want to do the hard work. They want the easier fix, which I think is what you were kind of bumping up against. Right. Mm-hmm. And so, let me back up just a little bit. Something that came to mind was I heard a couple of neuroscientists talking about this, and Dr. Carolyn Leaf says that, I've heard her mention it specifically, like 98%. And now, again, just take it for what it's worth. So I haven't seen the study, but, you know, these are several neuroscientists have stated the same thing, that 98% of all cancers can be traced back to thought life. Mm-hmm. Dr. Lipton says that, you know, he says, if we could see what happens inside the body when we stress, then we wouldn't stress at all. Sure. And so again, it begins with the thought, you know, he's the godfather of epigenetics. And so so it's like, okay, if he's talking about how like our thoughts have so much power to them, how do we change that thinking that I don't need this over here? Really what I need is healthy whole foods, or good supplements, clean supplements, yeah, that can help me on this journey. And I think it's kind of been a hard path that I've seen. Like, what are you guys experiencing?
No, I think, I mean, dude, stress is crazy. So there's certain parts that we have more control of. So when we're unhealthy, when we eat unhealthy foods, when we are sedentary, we don't exercise, that's a certain amount of stress on our bodies that we actually can control. I mean, look, sometimes I get stressed out with my children, you know, and just the running here and running there. And that to me is harder to control that stress. So if you can control as much as you can from, like, you know, proper eating, proper exercise, proper sleep, you know, proper breath work, meditation, yeah, you know, proper enjoyment in your life, you know, cover all those bases, those little parts where maybe you can't really control, those little stressed out moments aren't as detrimental to your health. So it's stress is huge.
Yeah, I love that. It's controlling the controllables is what we talk about on here quite often. And that right there is exactly what you're talking about. Is I can't necessarily control the kids' chaos sometimes, right? Or the dogs in the background or whatever that might stress me out. But what I can control is I can control what I eat, how I sleep, you know, setting up my room so it's in the best, you know, place or space to be able to get good rest. It's cutting off certain things throughout the day that helps me alleviate those stressors. So I love that. It's controlling the controllables.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, so you saw some pain, you saw some challenges, and you wanted to step out a little differently into what drove you, I guess, to the supplement space? Where did that transition from going from a pharmaceutical background to, okay, let's transition here and let's create something that's serving that pain that we see, that pain point?
Yeah, sure. I mean, that's a huge question to answer, right? I mean, because I could talk clinically on that aspect of drug-induced nutrient depletion being so many practitioners are unaware of it. It's unbelievable to me. They'll prescribe medication, a side effect will arise, and they'll prescribe another med to treat the side effect.
Yeah.
And it's just this wicked, wicked cycle that people get caught in. And, you know, so drug-induced nutrient depletion, I'll give you an example, is the class of meds used to treat like heartburn or gas or GERD, right? I mean, you're raising the pH of the stomach, you're causing all kinds of nutrient depletions, you're adjusting the biome, and things just start to fall from there.
Yeah.
I mean, so, you know, when you start seeing people come in on antihypertensives, like Lisa referenced, a blood pressure medicine, usually first line is like a water pill, a diuretic. Mm-hmm. I mean, man, now we're talking about, again, just flushing out certain minerals and nutrients and not replacing them and not even bothering to talk to people about
it. Or a plan to replace. Yeah.
I mean, you know, the frustration just amounted to just, and so it didn't take long for me to just say, buck this, I'm out of here. I'm not going to work in this environment. I can't make a difference in this environment. I try. And, you know, it's difficult because the leadership in the space, and Tim, we alluded to this, and maybe this isn't the place to talk about it, but, you know, we'll get to it, is that they see a provider, they're not even educated on a med, they get written a prescription, they go and they fill it at their pharmacy, they're in and out of there as quickly as they possibly can be. Pharmacist doesn't have any opportunity to counsel or speak with this person.
Yeah.
And you know, there you go. There's your cycle. There it is. When there's so many different ways to approach the conversation, you know, and of course, lifestyle being the elephant in the room.
Right. Yeah, well, and I think the thing that comes to mind right now is like, let's push into this just a little bit further, because I think that's, gosh, man, that is so, that's such a trap, right? And it's such a hard trap to get out of for most people. And I feel like it's the path of least resistance, right? It's so easy to go see the doctor, to have them prescribe something, and then we just buy it. And I think of it this way, and I want the listeners to really hear this, because I talk about this quite often, but it's called medical practice. They're practicing medicine, just like we should be practicing what we do every single day, practicing certain things to create good habits, right? We should have good practices and establish like, okay, what is a new practice that I need to have in my life to do X, Y, Z? They're just practicing. So I think for me, that was the thing that I kept in my mind, like, They may know, they may not know. Either way, they're practicing. Right. They're testing it out. They're like, here, try this. Let's try this. Let's see how this does. Let's check it back here in this time frame. And in the meantime, they don't know what the heck's going on in that physical body of that individual, because they're not in tune or checking your all that other kind of stuff, right? It's just like, here, try this. Oh, that didn't work. Try this.
Yeah.
So it's a very easy trap to get caught into. And I would love to kind of chat a little bit about how we need to take, like, be that buffalo, face that storm, and take that back on ourselves. And what are some of the things that maybe, Lisa, you might be better to speak to this, is like, what are some of the things that listeners can do to take back their own health, to say, hey, I'm challenged in these areas. How do I take my health back into my own hands and not place it into the trust and care of someone that really I don't know, and I don't know if they truly have the best interest of me or whatever.
Sure. I mean, you know, obviously that alludes to, you know, food and exercise or moving your body. And there's easy places to start. If you are sedentary and you don't know where to begin, just get out walking. It's just moving your body. It's, I mean, now we're blessed. Now we have standing desks. We have, you know, ways that you have treadmill desks, you know, but I mean, a standing desk is super affordable. Or even if you're, you know, at working at home, go to a countertop that you can stand at, just little things to make it so you're not as sedentary. So it's really just starting by moving your body more every day. Now, some of us have more access to things, you know, from a gym, or be able to get gym equipment in your home, or, you know, just there's simple things. I mean, we have YouTube that people can log on to, just type in like 15-minute bodyweight workout. I mean, there's easy ways to do it, to just get your body moving, easy free ways to do it. And then when it comes to food, just switching gears to a whole foods aspect. Now, I'm very big on organic, but you don't have to start there. Yes, organic does cost more money. So switching gears just to the whole foods part of it, you know, just focus on your meats and your vegetables and your dairy, you know, if your body can tolerate it, your nuts, your seeds, just kind of cleaning things up and avoiding those ingredients that we don't even know how to pronounce.
Yeah. You
know, it's a big thing. We're educating our kids all the time. I mean, right now I'm very big into the dyes with them because it's in all the kids.
Oh, yeah. Stuff,
you know, and they were at the hairdresser the other day, and on the counter was like the little Reese Pieces. And I turned the bag over, and like, I want my kids to be kids, and I'm not trying to be like, you know, you can't do this, you can't do that, because then they kind of turn and rebel. But just teaching them, I'm like, this says like Red Lake number 6. I'm like, they're like, what's that? I'm like, do you think that's food? Like, there were so many of those in there. So it's really just avoiding those common things. And small little things can make a big difference. You don't have to dive in and do all this stuff. I think right now it's overwhelming with all the stuff that's getting poured onto us. And it's also confusing because it's like, do this. Oh, no, don't do this. Do that. And it changes every other day. It's very confusing. It's confusing for myself. So you really just need to find something that you can, that works for you, for your body, for your wallet, you know, and just make those simple changes. And over time you can increase what you can do and are willing to do.
Yeah. I like that a lot. It can be very overwhelming. And I think of, you know, the whole message of facing the storm is like, we're telling people right now, like, hey, we need to face the storm of living healthy, living strong, which can be daunting, which can look very dark and bleak when you don't know where to begin. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to share a quick little story. It's interesting. Over the past several months, I've been wanting to take the podcast kind of to a different level, and I'm looking at all this stuff and hearing from the podcast coach, and he's like, this, and I'm like, oh my gosh, like, what the heck? Like, I don't have all the time in the day to do all these things.
Yep.
And so I thought, I just made a conscious effort. Okay, I'm going to do one. Like, what's the thing that I could do right now that's the easiest for me to pull off? Okay, I'm going to do that. So I started with that, and I did that for a couple of weeks, and I'm like, okay, I see this. Okay, now I got this in my rhythm, in my, you know, system. So like, what's the next thing? Okay, it's this. Okay, let's try this. Let's start adding this. Then let's add this. And so it's just stacking bricks upon brick, right? To build that up. And I think when you were explaining, you know, as far as the food or even the health, because it could feel daunting, like, oh gosh, I've got to exercise and now I got to eat well, or, you know, because I'm completely not doing any of that. And if I got to do all of these things, I think people are like, you know, let's not do that. So I just had this conversation with a buddy of mine who is very active, but he got out of sync. He got out of rhythm, and he's added, I don't know. It was like quite a bit of pounds, you know, for him. And he was just like, he felt terrible. He was feeling depressed. And I said, so what steps are you taking? And he says, well, I just started yesterday. I started drinking a gallon of water. You know, I told myself, this week, I'm just going to drink a gallon of water this week. I'm not going to worry about anything else. And I said, perfect. Like, just start with something, because I think that's the process of when we begin, we get into that mindset of, I'm a person who eats healthy. I'm a person who lives healthy. I'm a person who's choosing to take my health in my own hands by drinking water this week, by eating a little more whole foods this week, not changing out my entire pantry, but choosing to transition things. My wife and I have gone through this process to where, like you, we're choosing more organics. And so it's like, okay, let's lessen. When we go to the store, we're not buying it. We're leaving what's in the pantry as it is. We'll kind of filter that stuff, but add more good products to it. So, and I think that's just it, chunking it down to smaller pieces.
Right. So. And it's always good with like the organic, with produce, you know, the way to do it is, you know, the Clean 15 and the Dirty Dozen.
Yeah.
And you can get that information. It's EWG.org. It's the Environmental Working Group. And it's just an easy way to start when you, again, you don't know where to begin. And if you try to go buy everything organic, I mean, it is extremely expensive. So there's certain things, like I'll say my avocados, I rarely buy organic. That shell that is so hard that not, you know, for things to actually get through, it's unlikely.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, it's a great website to check out, great resource.
I love that. Thank you. Yeah. Ryan, do you have any thoughts on that before we?
Yeah, an easy place is start with some replenishing nutrients, right? You can. Magnesium is an example, right? As a big one for me, I'm a huge believer in magnesium. It's an easy one to supplement with. It's involved in like 300 reactions within the body. I mean, so, you know, starting there is a simple way. I loved your water one. I do the same thing. I think it's being simple, being very incremental, being deliberate, you know, and knowing and positive reinforcement with yourself and letting yourself know and not doing massive changes at once. I you hit on it for sure. And everything Lisa said, same stuff. We could talk for hours on the topic, agreed. But I think nutrients, and I think that is ultimately why we settled on a dietary supplement company.
Yeah. Well, let's go there. Let's dive into that because I'm itching to get into this. Because again, we talked about the pain, we talked about the challenges of the barriers and the path of least resistance for people. But I feel like it's been an uphill battle in the supplement space to find good supplements, to find clean supplements, not only just good supplements, but clean supplements. And then supplements seem to be extremely expensive. Like we're talking about organic foods being expensive to eat, right, or whole food, but now you're talking about adding supplements. And I know the reason why we should be supplementing, even though, okay, I'm transitioning to whole foods, but I need to supplement as well. Like, I understand that, but I'd like for you guys to speak to that because there definitely is a need to supplement, even if we're eating whole foods and nothing more. Can you guys or whoever would like to take that, explain the benefit or why we should be supplementing? Let's start there.
Okay. Yeah, I'll start with it. I think we both have good stuff to say about it. But first of all, our soil is not the same that it was. Okay. So we get our plants, our fruits and vegetables that we eat, or even that the animals eat that we eat, are choosing, the soil is just not as nutrient dense. It's so depleted. So it's not going into the food that we are relying on to get our nutrients from. Okay. So we're already kind of screwed up there. And then we also have all the environmental toxins and things, a lot of it can be out of our control, some within our control, but that also further depletes our nutrients. So therefore you're eating a very clean diet. I mean, I look at us. I mean, we're a very whole foods diet. Everything, is organic. I get my meat from farms, dairy as well, but still, I know that there's still a need to supplement, yeah. It comes that part. I mean, we have our reds and our greens that really help, clean that up, as well as, the multivitamin. But then also just picking up on like protein, the RDAs, the recommendation is so much lower than our bodies actually need. Like it recommends, I think it's 0.8 per kilogram of body weight, but we really need about that 1 gram per pound of body weight. So it's a very big difference. So people think that, they're getting enough protein, but they're really not. So it's nice to have a supplemental protein powder that not only is delicious, but also fulfills that protein quota. It just helps you kind of get to where your body needs to be able to thrive and do what it can, what it's meant to do, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And it's exactly what, so a few years back, I started diving into this and about the food and the depletion of our soils and all this stuff. And I can't remember the exact number, but like an orange today, or an orange in the 50s, I should say, you could consume one and get X amount. You'd have to eat like, I think it was 8 or more oranges a day to get the same amount. And it's because of the depletion of the soils and less nutrients in the soil. So
yeah, it's a sad truth.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So Ryan, do you want to add to any more to that or?
Well, yeah. I mean, I take issue with the three big ones, the big food category. So the packagers, right? The big producers that are, when you walk into a supermarket, you feel like you're, storming the beach of Normandy. Just the odds are against you. It's so hard to be successful. The marketing efforts of these companies, the amount of money they put behind it. So, big food, but they're powered by big farm, right? I mean, the farm, right. Our farming practices are skewed in the wrong way. And then big farm is there to capture and to be there when, of course, everything falls off, right? The wheels fall off. People need pharmaceuticals.
Yeah.
A friend of mine, we were just talking about it. In the late 1800s, most families were farming out of their yard, small gardens. The 1950s, around 45%. We're down to less than 1% of people have a vegetable garden or herb garden in their own property.
Within the 1%. Hey, that's man. Cool.
Hey. 30.
Right. And then so through my transition through in a clinical setting, we were measuring things, we were micronutrient levels, we were measuring them, vitamin D levels, measuring them. And, more than half of the people we measured, even people of good health status, were, deficient. And so when you start supplementing things in and start adding back in these supplements, the results are phenomenal. I mean, I've just seen great things with it. So it was very made a lot of sense to take the education and our partnership that we have and form Live Good. And that was really sort of the concept.
Hey guys, just dropping in here real quick to let you know, if you're interested in checking out these products, Live Good products, go to timdouglasinspires.com/partners or livegood.com/Tim Douglas. And you can see all the products on there. I use the Super Greens, the Super Reds, the Aminos, the E3, and the coffee. I'm loving the coffee, digging the coffee with the adaptogen mushrooms in it. Oh my gosh, this stuff is amazing, guys. So if you're interested, click on the link down below or just head on over to timdouglasinspires.com/partners and click on the link there. All right, back to my conversation with Ryan and Lisa. Yeah, no, that's awesome. And I love that. So let's talk Live Good. I'm going to ask the question because I think it's part of it, but the good, is that part of the last name? Good Kid? Good? And it's just a play on words here? Or
Ryan and Lisa Live Good, right?
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. I love the name Live Good. And let's break down the products and what they're designed for, because I know you guys have spent a lot of time and a lot of mind share on putting out certain products, and there's reasons why. And you've mentioned a few of them already. And so I would love to like dive through those, because I've started, and I'll preface this, listeners, like, I don't share products on here that I, if I don't use them or if I don't like them. And so I've had opportunity to share stuff and I'm like, no, I don't use it. I don't want to use it. I'm not going to share it. I'm not going to even like tell my listeners about it. But I started, before I even reached out to you guys, my sister actually, my sister gave me some products to use. Oh, cool. And the reds and the greens. So, a couple of months ago, I started taking just the reds and the greens. So again, just let's just start here. Let's just see how these are, you know, and I love them. I love taking them. So I thought, okay, cool. I'm going to buy some products. So I bought one of every product that you guys have, and went and started taking them for a month. So here we are winding down on a month. And as I started taking those other products, I thought, oh, let's reach out, because these are definitely products that I believe are helping me, that I want to share these with my listeners. And I would love to have them hear from you guys. Just like I had William Brenham on with Naked Warrior and his CBD company, and Salty Bridges, Amy Tucker, you know, and her product. So I would love for them to hear about your products from you guys. So let's break those down if you don't mind.
Yeah, happy to do it. If you don't mind, I'll start with what, you know, what we're not, right? So most of the supplement industry, people seem to have a perception that supplements are an unregulated industry. It's not true, right? The FDA does regulate dietary supplements, and they are supposed to be manufactured under, you know, CGMP and a high standard, but they're in the food category, right? They're supplements to the diet. They're food category.
Right.
So it does leave a lot of wiggle room for, say, unscrupulous people that want to, say, throw a label on a bottle, source it from somebody that they shouldn't be buying from, and put it out there on the market. If they've got a good marketing budget and they're strategic, they're going to sell a lot of it. We're still seeing lots of problems in the performance market.
Would you say a lot of them are just white labeled then? You know, they're just like, hey, I want a brand. I'm going to slap my label on X and I'm going to get it from this source. And they just, is that kind of what you're referring to?
I've seen a lot of it. Yeah. Seeing a lot of that. You know, you'll have a similar product done by different companies with questionable ingredients, for sure. Like I said, primarily in like performance, weight loss. I mean, they're huge categories, but you're seeing stimulants and thermogenics, things that are just things that really aren't even approved. I mean, you're still seeing ephedrine weight loss things, for instance, you know, things like that. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so Lisa and I did encounter in our clinical setting some reputable brands. There are some really good dietary supplement brands out there. And then as you start digging in, there are quite a few of them are provider only. You have to see a provider. It tends to be in that functional medicine space. There's a markup on both ends. The provider makes a markup. So they become very expensive. Like Lisa, maybe can comment on how much we were spending for the family per month. Maybe Tim, you could throw it out there. What do you think you were spending on supplements every month? You know, it's expensive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Add it all up. It can be in the hundreds of dollars very quickly.
Yeah.
And, you know, then you start looking at the brands and so, all right, I think there's a segment here where we can bring a good quality product to market with our partners. We're able to do it at a lower cost and we're not marking it up much at all. And so that's what we've done. But the logic, the concept of the product is things that we need, that our bodies need, that can make a difference, that that we should take every single day. It's like, you know, for instance, the magnesium, right? That's one. The vitamin D. In the multivitamin, everything was designed with purpose. I'm the director of product development, so I had a hand in every single ingredient, every single selection of every product. Now, when you're going through manufacturing and you're talking about beyond use date and stability and certain things, there's not as much latitude to make a good quality product that you can ensure has stability and maintains potency over time. So I think we settled on making some of the best products on the market for sure. I love the magnesium, I love the vitamin D, and I love the multivitamin. There's a men's and a women's version because we view them differently for their nutrient needs. And that would be considered foundational for us, right? That foundational package right there, the mag, the vitamin D with K2 and the multivitamin. Of course, we added the reds and the greens, which you alluded to, and they're whole food ingredients. They're USDA certified organic, which, you know, good, bad, or indifferent, USDA certified organic is not an easy or cheap certification to accomplish. It's got to go through very stringent reviews and everything from the label, the size of the logos, everything on it. I mean, the ingredients are tested thoroughly. Testing is a big one too, Tim. I mean, when you start talking about people that are in this space, we test the actual bulk ingredients before we even start to source them. We test them. We then formulate. We go back and forth. We test our finished product for identity, potency, purity, you know, so that we know there's no contaminants. We can make labels.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome.
Soy-free, gluten-free, dairy-free. I mean, so you're really having to go through it. And we can't just slap that on a label. That has to be validated by testing. And there's cost. There's a ton of cost associated with that. So when you're seeing brands sell things for $40, $50, $60, I mean, some of these vitamin D, magnesium, multis, you're like, that's just a huge markup. That's just crazy. People cannot afford that to be taking it every single day because that's what's needed. You know, that's the way we viewed our supplement lineup. So, yeah.
Love that. The mag, I love that you gave a foundation. So those are your foundational mag, D, and the multi.
Yeah.
So how do you, just for grins, just for my own personal, since I got you here and they get the joy of listening in. So how do you suggest using or taking those timing wise? Is there a specific timing that's best for optimal?
Yeah, definitely, man. Good question. So we're going back to the educational aspect, we're in the middle of doing a lot of videos, supporting the website, setting up webinars. And I certainly want to repay the favor and have you on our podcast once that's up and running. Because the outreach is important, because that question right there, what you just asked, we want to make sure people know why they're taking it, how long they should be taking it for, and what to expect.
Yeah.
And just so important. Many vitamin companies just don't do a good job of that. Mm-hmm. So for instance, the multivitamin and the vitamin D should be taken with food. The multivitamin has a full B complex in it. And so B12, and it's the methylated form of B12, which means it's the most bioavailable form of B12.
Is that better than the gummies? I'm just curious. Is that better than the gummies? Like the B12 gummies?
Yeah. Well, look, you run into an issue with gummies. How do you formulate a good clean gummy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Gummies run. It's difficult. We're getting closer to making good gummies. We don't have gummies right now because we keep denying them. We keep going back and saying it doesn't meet our standard.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, so the multivitamin you would take in the morning, preferably because the energy that may come from the B12 and some of the other ingredients in it with food, definitely the women's version with food, but vitamin D also with food because, again, it's a fat soluble vitamin, so it has increased absorption, better bioavailability when taken with food. And I know Lisa loves this one, but it's also now been shown to play a role in the sleep awake cycle throughout the day. So if you're early morning, if right when you break your fast or whenever that is, you take your vitamin D, hopefully that'll help play a role in the circadian rhythm and the secretion of melatonin later in the day as well. For magnesium though, it's just such a good example you asked this, because magnesium, I like to separate it. I like to split it at lunchtime and then again prior to bed, because it plays a role in the stress cycle, right? And it plays another role in the sleep cycle. So in that mid-afternoon, sometimes people, you know, they've had a very productive morning. Sometimes the afternoons can become a little added stress. Maybe the kids come home from school, whatever it might be. That magnesium can be a very beneficial ingredient at that time. And then again, like I said before, bed for sleep. But you know, separating them out was there was logic, there's purpose to the design of these supplements. I mean, magnesium can bind, it can chelate with other ingredients. Vitamin D, of course, we want to make sure people know that this vitamin D is 2,000 units of D3, and it's a fat-soluble vitamin. So they should know why they're taking it, when they're taking it. And I always suggest, it's like a little pro tip, but if you are seeing your physician, next time you have blood work, it's very easy to throw on your vitamin D level. I can't believe how many people don't know their D level, right? We encourage like 40 to 50 nanograms per ml. Lisa's numbers tend to trend a little higher and she likes to be there. But yeah, I mean, the 2,000 units should get you there, 2,000 units every day. But we didn't want to put that into a multi. We didn't think that was appropriate.
As Ryan, you went over the magnesium. You said that, make it clearer that we left it out of the multi because correct. The fact that it can chelate with certain other vitamins and minerals. That's why we have a whole separate one.
That's right.
As well as it's a stronger dosage as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. And two things that you mentioned that I want to kind of cycle back to is one is bioavailability. So yep. I understand that, but just for listeners who don't understand that. And then second is you talked about breaking the fast. And so I intermittent fast every single day. So I don't eat until generally after noon. Mm-hmm. My last meal is probably around 6 or so. Mm-hmm. And I might have a snack a little later, but then I don't eat until afternoon the next day. So my multis are after the noon hour, around the noon hour, with the mag. And so I'm just curious, is that what, you know, is that appropriate if other people are breaking their fast, say at noon, or maybe they're breaking it first thing in the morning? I don't know. Like, what is that? Is it all good either way, as long as you're getting it in?
Yeah, no doubt. But I would still take that magnesium separate. I would take it 1 hour before or 2 hours after food. So if you're doing all day at noon, I would do the mag at 2 and then again before bed or just later, right?
I like the separating one before bed because I understood magnesium as being something that does help for sleep as well. Sure. So yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Awesome. And then bioavailability, if you could speak to that just for a moment, because I know a lot of your products have been formulated for that. I understand it, but for those that might not understand bioavailability.
Yeah, it's basically what of a vitamin is available for the body to use. So once it's digested or consumed, once it's ingested, it goes into the stomach, it starts to break down, typically absorbs some in the stomach, but primarily in the small intestine. How much of that actually gets into the body, into circulation to exert its effects, right? That's bioavailability. And I think that's an important thing because, again, you know, when you look at ingredients and the studies done on them, you'll see very, very quickly and realize that it's an important thing for sure. Right. Yeah. So trying to work with things that are of more bioavailability is a very good thing.
Is it safe to say if listeners are using a certain multi now and they're noticing moments or sometime after they have taken their vitamins, their urine is a certain color or deeper, that's not bioavailability?
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Well, here, I know.
They're not getting absorbed real well into their bodies.
Well, that's absorbed, actually. That's absorbed because it was
full of the
kidney, right? the kidney got it. So, you know, many physicians for a long time have just called vitamins expensive urine. And that's unfortunate, right? I mean, but again, they haven't necessarily, and I hate to dig on them because they certainly have a role in our healthcare system. And we have extremely advanced, best in the world healthcare system. But we also have an epidemic of obesity, right? We're 40% of people now are obese. 40% of our population, geez, there's a strong correlation, are pre-diabetic, right? We have an epidemic of high cholesterol and hypertension. So, and of our healthcare providers, it's like 30% of them are actually obese themselves. So it's not like there's strong leadership in the sector. And that's why I'm so encouraged that you see these little segments pop up and like things you're doing in performance coaching and all of that, because we need that. We're our model is unsustainable. You know what I mean? So for them to say that, you know, I just have to dismiss it. And now there's enough evidence to support the use of these supplements, you know, where I feel comfortable going to bat for them, you know?
Very good.
But anyway, expensive urine. Isn't that a funny one?
I mean, yeah.
No, thank you. Right. Not buying. Yeah. Not.
Yeah. All right, cool. So we've covered the mag, the D, and the multi. So let's talk about, and I kind of mentioned the reds and the greens, which I love because I know that I've never grown, I didn't grow up eating just fruits and vegetables all the time, right? It was like just garbage most of the time. And so now that I'm wanting to have more of that, I can do a salad. I can do certain things, however, and I'd love or enjoy vegetables, but I know I can't get them in as much as I need. Or sometimes there's some that I just don't like the taste or the texture of, but I can take them in a supplement, a clean supplement, such as the reds and the greens, and get my nutrients in that way. And so I love that aspect of it. And I would love to have you speak about those two real quick. And then maybe the best time, or is there a good time for those? For me, my morning routine is first thing I have is my reds and my greens. I just dump them all in together and actually eat three in there as well. So,
awesome.
So I'd love to have you speak about maybe the rest of those or products that you guys have.
Yeah. Lisa, why don't you talk on a little bit about usage and when you use and what you like to do with them. And I'll just comment on the ingredients and the particulars about the product.
Okay. I mean, well, usage for the reds and the greens is kind of, it really is whatever works for you. Cause it's not something that's going to be, if you take it later in the afternoon, then it's going to mess something up. You know, it's really just your whole organic, you know, fruits and vegetables. But like personally, I do my greens in my protein powder. It goes well with it. It makes it easy. You know, we're always looking for convenience things. And this is a great way to have convenience food than, you know, opening up a box of something that is not good for you. How I use my reds is in the later afternoon where I kind of feel like I'm slowing down. I'm getting tired, but yet kids just got home and now we have all these afternoon activities that I've got to race them around to. That's when I do my reds, and I'll typically throw in my second dose of amino acids with that one. My first one I have in the morning.
Yeah. Okay.
Before a workout. So really it's just getting them in, and it's okay to double it up. I mean, if you're one that does not like fruits and vegetables, or a lot of people more or less don't like to eat a lot of vegetables, there's the double up your greens. There's no reason not to. I even, you know, do little random things where I'll make a salad dressing with the green powder. And just, you know, any way you can incorporate. You're making muffins for your family. Throw a scoop of protein powder in, throw some greens in there. Nobody's ever gonna know. And then it's just you make so much more substantial. Yeah, it's all about being creative with it, and you know, it's very flexible. Yeah.
What are these green flakes and the chocolate chip cookies? I'm just curious.
Right. Just eat it.
Yeah. That's awesome. So and the ingredients with those.
Yeah, from going back to the educational side too, you know, we're real big believers in having full transparency. Live Good, the point of that was know the label, know your ingredients, be sure why you're what's in the product, right? The reds and greens, other products on the market, proprietary blends, like we don't do that. We want you to be able to see the exact breakdown of every ingredient that's in our product. I mean, that's really important to us. But we've been seeing tremendous results with both of them. They're both whole food ingredients. The reds, for instance, I just love it because the idea of the reds is so great. I mean, you're talking about ingredients like aronia berries, beetroot, grapeseed extract. I mean, known antioxidants, extremely powerful antioxidants. And you maybe can explain to your viewers or your listeners about what antioxidants are, but they're really essentially just the scavengers of damage, free radicals that are capable of damaging our cells, right? I always joke, it's like the Pac-Man. The antioxidants are the Pac-Man going around and, you know, eating up all the free radicals. And how do we generate free radicals? Stress, right? Yeah. Excess sun exposure, alcohol, lack of sleep. I mean, the list probably just continues to go on. But by doing so, you put these antioxidants in there, but they also have an effect on our blood flow and our blood pressure through the pathway of nitric oxide. Nitric oxide is such a beneficial thing. It's in our blood vessels. It helps open up the blood vessel, increase blood flow and blood perfusion into the tissues, and delivers nutrients. And so it's exercise. It's sometimes an energy boost. But people reportedly are having lower blood pressure. And so, I mean, it's promoted as beneficial for cardiovascular health and exercise and performance. So for me, I like to take the reds, like Lisa said. I'll do it really two ways. I'll do it pre-workout sometimes, but almost always it's in the mid-afternoon too.
Yeah.
Love that. Yeah. And the same thing on the green side, whole food ingredients. You're getting those greens that you typically would not consume, or most people don't get enough of. Yeah. So it's just easy. I mean, it's simple, you know, and they're tasty. To me, I don't like to add them into too much stuff because I actually enjoy the flavor and the texture profile. Yeah, if you haven't done that, Tim, you should try it because it really is super unique.
Try what now?
Just by itself, like mixing the reds on ice and just water and ice.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Just sipping on it.
I'll try that. Yeah. I generally, because I'm, this will sound crazy, but this goes back to my pre-contest days, you know, where you just got to get food down.
Yeah.
And so yep. I would just throw stuff into the bowl. I didn't care what it was. And it's right. Just, I'm eating it up. Right. So, anyway, so the reds and greens go in there in the morning, the E3 goes in there, I shake it up and I get her down, you know? Awesome. So, I'll definitely try that because I love the idea of putting it in the afternoon, because when we start getting lethargic or start getting, you know, start feeling this kind of the crash or whatever of the afternoon, that blood flow, as you're talking about, cannot really help with that. So I love that idea. I'm going to have to try that. So I know you guys have, so you have protein, you mentioned your protein.
Yeah.
Do you have a couple of other products you've, Lisa mentioned, I know they're new or newer, you're excited about, which are the aminos.
Yes. It sounds like you're into performance and exercise. A lot of your listeners are too, but it's not just for that segment of the population. Lisa referenced the protein requirements earlier. Like protein to me was a passion project. It's like got such a bad rep on the plant-based protein side. They're like, well, it's not a complete protein, which means that's what people say. It doesn't really have a complete profile of amino acids. That's not true. We were able to utilize technology and actually get a really excellent plant. It's a fermented pea. And then we combine it with a hemp seed, organic hemp seed protein. So we have a complete plant-based protein, which again means that it has all the amino acids in the adequate amount. And the flavor profile is on point. And it, you know, but people get into the argument of, well, you know, what about whey versus plant-based? And the bioavailability comes into question again and all of that. And look, it's just a different school of thought. We're not saying whey is necessarily bad, but it certainly has its own, say, pros and cons, right? I mean, there's trade-offs to anything.
Yeah.
But our plant-based protein, I'm very, very proud of that product. I think it tastes great. And it gives people an excellent way to get that extra protein in without having to worry about it, like, you know, cooking some lean chicken real quick or scarfing down a fillet of salmon or something, you know?
Right.
And it's super easy to digest too, because I know that's always a big thing. Oh, sure. You know, when you take a protein powder, you're getting like a big chunk of protein at once. Sometimes, right. You know, our guts don't appreciate it very much. But this one is, I mean, it's super smooth. I mean, it feels so good on your gut. And I even use like my poor mom as an example, because she's got the most sensitive gut of anybody I've ever met. And I was always trying sending her different, you know, protein powders from the, you know, the physician only lines that, you know, Ryan was able to get for us. And when I got her the LiveGood one, she's like, it was amazing. It worked perfectly. My stomach feels so good. Awesome. I feel nothing. So yeah, digestibility of that one is huge.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I'm curious real quick about, you know, you did talk about whey versus plant. I transitioned to, probably 2016, maybe 2017 or so. I completely transitioned away from all of whey and just all plant-based. And I'm just curious, though, you had said that there is a place for whey. So for somebody like me who's, you know, maybe not the listeners, because maybe they're all on whey. I don't know. Maybe they're not plant-based. But for me, I chose to go plant-based for protein. What would be a place for whey? I'm just curious. Because for me, I just was trying to get rid of, you know, the dairy aspect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they tried and they failed on plant-based, you know, most likely. And as long as you can source a good, clean whey, which again is challenging because you're still in the dairy category.
Yeah.
And that's why Lisa and I choose to avoid it. We just don't want to be in the dairy category.
Yeah.
You know, it's an inflammatory, in our opinion, it's an inflammatory
food. That's why I chose to go away from it. Exactly.
Yeah, we choose plant-based in for our proteins. But again, like prior to this, we didn't have the fermented technology. I mean, we're using mushroom mycelium. It's like the stuff on the forest floor that actually decomposes organic material in nature. And that's what's used to ferment the pea protein. So it reduces the outer carbohydrate shell. It gives you, on a dry weight basis, it increases the protein to like almost 86%. It's almost comparable to whey now. So one scoop of protein now, you can get 20 grams of protein. Prior to that, one scoop of the plant-based is you can get 20 grams of protein. That's been kind of Whey's claim to fame, like more protein for each scoop, right? It's just, mm-hmm. it's the density of protein. But now with this new fermented technology, it's so good. And it improves almost every attribute of the protein, the flavor, the texture, the digestibility, like Lisa referenced. I mean, it's a game changer. There's really, in my opinion, no reason to be on Whey if you try something like this and it works for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay. So then I love that. How about we talked a little bit about aminos and then we jumped onto protein, but the aminos, it's not just for, you have an endurance. I think you put some stuff for electrolytes in there instead of just, it's not just aminos.
Yeah.
It actually has some other things in there to actually help for endurance and stuff like that. So, which is awesome. I love that. So that's something that I was looking for was, okay, some electrolytes or some endurance type stuff.
Absolutely.
I love the aminos. I'm a huge fan of taking aminos on a regular basis. A lot of especially in the bodybuilding category, we all hear about BCAAs, branched chain amino acids. Well, those are also part of the essential amino acids, but we need all the essential amino acids for essential. And it's really not just for the bodybuilding fitness category. It is also for those just wishing to help maintain their muscle mass, whether you are sedentary or not. I mean, it can benefit you. And, I tend to take mine, two times a day. And it's just, you also get a little boost of energy, feel great during your workouts. But again, if you're one of those that are sedentary, wishing to work out, just taking these amino acids can help maintain that muscle mass because, of course, that starts to decline as we age, which is very sad. But it is what it is.
Yeah, it is. So, and I know we have some other products, but for the sake of time, I just want to hit on one other one, which is your newest product. And I actually have some right here that I've been sipping on as we speak.
Oh, the coffee.
your coffee. Which I was excited about because of the adaptogen mushrooms in it. And when I got it and the maca root in there, so I was just like, oh, cool. Because you rarely find that, you have to I have some here and I supplement that over here and then over here and, where it's together is pretty cool. So I contribute it to, I've never tasted it. So I'm kind of stepping out on a limb here. And I'm probably completely wrong in this, but I contribute it to similar to what another brand is trying to do out there that starts with an M and ends with H2O. So, but I love this, the flavor of this one here. At first, I'll be honest, it's not coffee. It's just for the listeners. It doesn't taste like your typical acidic coffee coming out of the brewer, right? So walk us through kind of the design of that and then maybe the benefits of it as opposed to say the black coffee coming from the brew that people are so accustomed to.
So commercially processed coffee is just filthy. It's covered in pesticide. It's difficult to grow. It's difficult to grow under the demand that we expect out of it. I mean, and then you, of course, the manufacturing process further depletes the bean of any of its nutritional benefits. There's quite a bit of antioxidants in a coffee bean. So most coffees, like a Starbucks, it definitely owns the market. They don't have an organic coffee. Mm-hmm. And for us, it was so important. I mean, we're like, all right, look, if we're going to bring coffee to market, it may not taste like a Starbucks coffee. In my opinion, it tastes better. It has different flavor profiles that I think create a better experience. But it's organic. It's USDA certified organic. We said, well, how do we make it better? Thinking about the things that go into the process of what coffee is great at is sort of that stimulant. And it's we sort of celebrate coffee because it's such an awesome product. And now the literature is starting to support our use of it. I love that it keeps coming out that it potentially, staves off, cognitive decline and Alzheimer's. That is so great to hear because many of us drink it, right? But we wanted to add the adaptogen, so we added the mushrooms. And if you pay attention to the dosing, those six mushrooms are actually in levels that are high enough to actually do what they're supposed to do. Some of the other brands that I see, and I'm like, well, why would you even bother? It must be a marketing thing, just a little dust of, and they call it that. And So we added those six adaptogenic mushrooms, which again, help you adapt to stress. I say the negative stress of life, mm-hmm. you know, and with coffee.
Would, oxidative stress, was that what you would?
Yeah, right.
Sure. Against, yeah.
Exactly. And adding it with, you know, people tend to get jitters. You know, so we wanted to kind of balance the coffee. And I think we've done that perfectly with this product. The maca is added. We added some organic fiber to help with some digestive, you know, benefits and all of that as well. So
green tea. Yeah.
Green tea as well. Absolutely. Yeah.
I would agree. Like when I first tasted it, I'm just speaking openly because I want the audience to understand too. Like when you get it and you try it and you're thinking in your head, oh, this is going to be like my regular coffee. Right.
Right.
But the flavor profile is different. Mm-hmm. And at first it took me back and I'm like, well, that's different.
Yeah.
But I'm like,
yep.
Because there is this different flavor profile to it. Right.
Sure.
And so now, which we have some other organic regular coffee in there. But I'm like, I haven't gone back to that yet, you know, because I really like this. And I do like the idea of, you said something, maybe I just heard this, but I thought I heard you say the experience, right? Yeah, I think you did. You said, you know, there is this experience with coffee. And that's what I get with the different flavor profiles is there's this experience with drinking the Live Grid organic coffee, which I really like. So it's good stuff. I really do appreciate you guys putting that out.
There's one last thing too, is the CBD line. CBD line is big. I mean, we've got four different products of CBD, and then we added a pet product too. So there's actually five different SKUs of CBD. Lisa's a big believer of CBD, uses it every day. I'm not sure about how you incorporate it, Tim, if you do at all.
Yep, I do.
You know, adding back in those cannabinoids, those plant cannabinoids to enhance our endocannabinoid system, which we already have. It's present in our, you know, central nervous system and our peripheral nervous system. So it's in our brain, it's in our spinal cord, it's in our organs, you know, it's there. So it's in breast milk, you know what I mean? So, but having a high quality CBD product is also, it's a great way to round out the lineup. And then of course, with Live Good, our plans are to launch probably a product about every, say, month or two. Mm-hmm. You know, but again, it's careful consideration. It's being very, very picky about ingredients and the role they play in the body, right? I mean, of course, I'm tempted to want to do a brain supplement, right? Or a sleep supplement.
But there you go.
When you get into the nootropics, it's really difficult to try to put something together that has enough evidence and makes you feel like you're providing a good quality product that you would feel comfortable saying you could take it every day forever. It's tough.
Sure. Yeah. If you need a beta tester, I'm raising my hand. I'm big on nootropics and I haven't found one yet. I have one that I take, but I haven't found one that really kind of to your point that you really can notice. Like,
right.
For me, the one that I take is, I'm like, I don't notice it, but I don't notice this other stuff that I was, the reason why I took it, right? If that makes sense. And so, which is very subtle, which I think is the idea too, but then you almost want the, all right, if you could ever make a nootropic that's like Limitless, what was that pill that he took in the movie Limitless? I don't know if you saw it, XLT or whatever the heck it was called.
Sure, right? Sure.
Unlocks other areas of your brain. Sure. That would be amazing, right?
Amazing. Yes, it would. But all true with cost perspective, I'm sure the nootropic you're taking also is pretty pricey because that's the industry. But that's one thing that we work very hard on too, is keeping our costs super low because we want everybody to be able to take this. You know, I just go back on, you know, my health coaching practice and, you know, putting patients on supplements that they would only stay on 1 to 3 months because honestly, you just can't afford to keep doing it because it's really not just one supplement. You know, it's kind of it's a whole blend of them. So you cannot maintain that. So then they don't really ever get to see the benefit because they stop taking it after 1 to 3 months. So that's a big consideration with Live Good, is everything that we make, we want, you know, the quality, the potency, but also has got to be at a price that everybody can afford because everybody needs to be on these.
Absolutely. Well, let's, before we wind down, wrap this up, let's just talk about that just for a moment, because the way you guys structured it is very different than industry out there. And that's why I said you guys are bucking the system all the way through, where the products in and of themselves, if they were to just go buy them off your website, they're they're, you know, at a really great price compared to comparable sites.
Right.
But then you also have another model, kind of a Costco-esque model, to where membership, you can have a yearly membership and then it even reduces it even more. And I'll say that I bought all the products for less than what I was, maybe just a couple of products over here, or you know, or a product over on the other side. So I love that aspect of it. And so you guys are hitting it from all different facets, which is very awesome and fascinating. So
yeah, and the Earn by Sharing program too. And so yeah, it's all there.
Very good. Yeah, I definitely want, so listeners, I was trying to keep that under a lid because I want them to go and actually see for themselves the pricing. Yeah. So there's going to be a link down below in the show notes for you guys. And definitely check out the site, check out the pricing, because I think you'll be quite surprised. I didn't even want to mention prices on here. And people are like, no, I want them to go see for themselves and understand, like, this was all about the educational piece of it and why you guys chose to do this, and a little bit more. So it was cool. And now they can actually go check it out and be like, what? No way. Right. Actually, I've turned some people onto it and they're like, you're kidding me. And I'm like, no, just go check it out.
Yeah, it's cool.
And they've started taking the product and they were taking a vitamin. I'll just say this. A friend of mine was spending over $100+ a month just for vitamins.
Yeah.
And cool. So he started taking the men's vitamin and the greens, and he loves them and noticing a difference, you know, just from those two products alone. So back to coming full circle, you know, listeners don't have to just go, you know, and change everything. It's just start with a couple of products, add them into your routine, add them into your system of what you do every single day, and then start slowly adding more or whatnot. So, cool. Any closing thoughts from you guys? Anything that you wanted to kind of get out there that we didn't cover before we wrap it up?
For me, just keep preaching the positivity, man. Yeah. I'm a big fan of your content.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
It's great. Just a full circle to be, you know, inspiring people.
Yes.
Yep. In all different ways. So.
Yeah. And a full circle. Exactly. And that's the cool thing about it is, you know, we have the ability to change, you know, I think it was Joe Rogan. It says, if you want to change the world, show the world how you've changed.
Right.
And I think that's just it. Like, you know, the impact that, your products have had on me and how it's changed me, I can show the rest of the world around me how I've changed. Right. And that inspires someone else to go change themselves. So love that.
Yeah, that's
awesome. Well, thank you so much, Ryan and Lisa, for coming on and sharing your wisdom with us and the journey that you guys have been on. And I'm looking forward to many more adventures and journeys with you guys in the future.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you so much for having us, Tim. We really appreciate it.
You bet. You bet.
Thanks, Tim.
All right. You bet. All right, listeners, we'll see you next time on the Inspired Way podcast. Until next time, keep facing the storms with passion, strength, and courage.
Hey, my friends, I hope you really enjoyed today's episode. If you did, do me a huge favor and head on over to iTunes. Leave me a rating and review. That will definitely help us get this message out to more people. Also, if you haven't done so already, let's connect. You can connect with me on my website, timdouglasinspires.com, and or on the social media sites, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn. Let me know that you listened to the podcast and that's how you found me. Lastly, stay tuned for more to come. And I definitely want to thank you again for subscribing, for sharing this with your friends, leaving a review, all that good fun stuff. So until next time, go out there, face your storms, make your difference in the world, and we'll see you next time on the Inspired Way podcast. Thank you.